Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday the 24th. Yes, we are skipping a day now. Tuesdays and Thursdays are off. We're taking this opportunity to increase the quality of our work, our podcast, as well as take time for our lives because we're getting crazy hectic.
So take this moment and tell us how your Tuesday was.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right.
Send us an email, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, or you can contact us on our Facebook page, the True Fitness Academy, site there, or just leave us a comment on the website, www.truefitnessacademy.com.
I enjoy the Facebook.
Really?
I enjoy when they put it on the Facebook. It's more visual and whatnot,
And it's easier for me to get to. Absolutely. Tonight.
Tonight.
And then I realized that it's not
right now.
That it's really not night here, and the likelihood of someone listening to this at night is slim.
So right now, whenever you're listening to this,
right.
Continue with your sentence.
We're going to be talking about the 100 push-up workout. It was a suggestion to by one of our listeners. And they want to know, is this a good program? Two, what's the benefits of being able to do 100 push-ups? And then three, would we recommend it? So we're talking about,
And what I was going to say is, by all means, if you have any workout routines, anything that you want us to quote-unquote review or critique, this perfect, throw us a bone. Throw us a line, whatever. We'll critique, review, and all that stuff.
Right. First and foremost, though, if before we get into this and kind of give our spin on it, if you are doing this program and by the end of this you're demotivated to do it, don't, because any exercise is always better than doing
no
nothing.
Exercise. Yes.
So we'd rather you do something shitty than sit on your ass.
And we're not pulling back. We're not saying that this is shitty yet.
Yeah. Well, okay.
With all our reviews, unless we literally tell you, do not do this, this will kill you or hurt you physically.
Right.
Then stop. But if we just say that it might not be as productive as other things, we'd rather you do that than not do something.
Right. So, this workout is based on the idea that within a 6-week time frame, it will get you to be able to do 100 push-ups. If you can do, it says, between 1 and 5 push-ups as your starting point, you can do the full 100 by the end of the 6 weeks.
Huh.
That's the claim.
So, I can do 5 push-ups, so they can get me in 6 weeks to do it.
Yeah, it'd be kind of an interesting thing. But first, let's look at this 100 push-up website. Let's look at the picture of this person. Do you notice anything wrong with the picture?
Their shoulders are rolled up.
Yeah, their shoulders are awful.
The picture, so there's an actual physical picture of a blonde girl, but you only see her from the front view.
Right.
And from what I can see, it looks fine.
Right.
The
graphic
clip art drawing visually does not look right because they have awful back structure.
Right. Because her head is off and, yeah, it's just bad. Which kind of lends to the actual effects of doing 100 only push-ups as your workout. Your chest is going to get tighter, your back is going to get weaker, and you're going to start getting rounded shoulders and a forward head. So if this is your only workout, you might want to think about incorporating some back exercises as well.
Yes. Do the 100 bent-over row workout as well.
Right. So let's go over the structure of this workout. So within week one, they have three tiers, pretty much. Day one, or week, the first
we call tier, them beginner, intermediate, and then the expert.
Right. Beginners can do up to 5 push-ups, intermediate 6 to 10, and the advanced can do 11 to 20 push-ups.
And that is the very first time. The way they work this out is that they make you do an initial test.
Right.
To see what of these columns you work into.
Right. And the initial test ranks you by age and then the number of push-ups that you can perform. And then you can, yeah. So you just do as many push-ups as you can. And then there you go. So that's week one. You have the amount of push-ups you're supposed to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 or 6 sets. And there you go. And then the next week, you up it to another set of push-ups. And
how many days a week are you doing these workouts?
You're doing this 3 days a week.
Yes.
So that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I believe.
I don't think it ever says. It just says day one, day two, day three.
Treat yourself to a rest day before moving on to day two.
Okay.
So they want you resting at least one day between. So in week six, jumping ahead to the end. Oh, sorry. So my mistake. You should be able to do, by the end of this, 46 to 50 push-ups by the end of the training if you started off with 5 push-ups.
Okay.
And then if not, then if you had more push-ups in your initial test, you should be able to get to the higher end of this. So
only if you can already do 10 push-ups.
Will you be able to reach the 100?
Will you be able to reach the 100?
I think so. I looked around on the website, never found that. The final test is you just go as many push-ups as you can, and you're trying to shoot for 100.
And it's not timed. It's just
nope.
Do it.
Yeah. And you can't, I mean, your knees can't touch the ground if you're doing toe push-ups and all that.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So, what's your take on the idea of just the ability to do 100 push-ups?
To do 100 push-ups, personally, I find to be pointless. I do find being able to do a solid chunk of push-ups to be productive.
Right.
It is a physical feat that I feel a lot of people can judge your quote-unquote athleticism by.
Right.
So if you can get on the floor and knock out 25 push-ups and stand up and be perfectly fine, a lot of people will be like, oh, he's in shape.
Right.
You knock out 50 push-ups, people are like, whoa, wow.
Right.
You stand up and, you know, get down there and do 100 push-ups, I'm going to look at you and go, really?
Right. What's the point?
What's the point, first off? The second thing is that I know that you look at me right now and you're like, that guy's in shape, whatever. I can only knock out probably 35 push-ups at one time. I mean, and that's on a good day if I haven't done chest in a day or two.
Right. I could maybe do 20 with my wrist.
Yeah. Between your wrist and my bad shoulder, I've never been a push-up person.
No.
I can't do them. It's always been difficult. So, to me, when people can knock out a lot of push-ups, I just think, okay, you naturally have little weight on you. I kind of feel it's the people that have that really great metabolism that just look healthy, but they really aren't healthy.
Right.
That can knock out a bunch of push-ups because of the weight distribution and whatnot of it.
I mean, the guy who wrote the program up, he is a runner and was training for his first marathon or a marathon and wanted to keep his upper body strength up. So I can understand, you know, that, hey, doing push-ups after your run, it's a good supplement. But from an athletic point of view, the only time you're on your chest and you have to actually do a push-up in any sporting event that I can think of is when you messed up. You know?
Keep talking.
So in rugby, if I got hit and I'm on my, or if I hit someone, like, I'm on my chest, I messed up. You know, like, they push me to the ground or whatever. In soccer, if you're on your chest, you probably messed up. You know, like, there's a couple of occasions where, like, after a header or something, you can fall onto your chest and get up. But in those isolated events, you need to do, count them, one push-up. You don't need to do 100 in a row. You need to do one over a spaced-out period.
And I was trying to think of maybe the opposite of you being on your back and having to push something off of you.
That's a crunch. Same thing.
I feel like you've, yeah.
And also, I mean, just getting into this, they also have 200 sit-ups, 200 squats, and 25 pull-ups as far as their...
The only one of those that I feel is productive is 25 pull-ups.
Which is not up yet.
Oh, it's not even up?
No, it says coming soon.
Oh.
Yeah. But doing that sheer volume of work, to me, makes no sense.
I don't get the numeric concept behind a lot of these workouts. Like, there's the 300 workout, where you do 300 activities and you get the 300 abs from the movie kind of thing. I think of it more as a marketing ploy.
Absolutely.
Than a productivity.
Okay.
Event, you know, workout.
Right.
So it's kind of a, hey, this is really the push-up workout, but it's to get to 100.
Right.
Which actually I wouldn't even classify it as a push-up workout because I would do other types of push-ups. Like I'd do an incline, a decline, a wall push-up, a regular push-up, a diamond push-up.
Reverse push-ups.
Yeah, there's types. You could do technically a push-up workout, only doing push-ups for the chest. That would probably be more productive in a utility all-around workout, chest workout.
Right.
That would be the – where this you're only working – out one thing of the chest, and the chest is actually quite complex.
Right, you have a bunch of things, and then you're really compromising all the musculature of the back.
Yeah,
which we spend all day sitting at our desks or
doing that hunch.
Driving hunched over, and I'm not sure if it's the best thing to continually tighten those muscles and pull yourself further and further into that kyphotic position. Don't think it's a good idea.
I don't either.
So this gets my stamp of disapproval.
This gives, so you're doing thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I'll do thumbs down too with a side note.
Okay, an asterisk if you will.
An asterisk. If you want to figure out if you can do 100 push-ups, add this into a workout.
I will agree to that.
This is not your workout. It is an aspect of your workout. So on your chest days, you do this workout along with flies, incline bench. You know, you do the five sets, six sets of those push-ups.
Right.
As maybe the staple of your chest workout.
Right.
But you then continue doing other chest activities.
Right.
So in that, you would have to do chest, and I'd almost say back, three times a week.
Well, what I would do, this is just me off the top of my head, I would do a heavy chest day on Friday. And then Monday, Wednesday, just do the push-ups.
Okay.
In addition to the rest of my workouts, so that I'm not overtaxing the chest. Because that's a lot. I mean,
that's
doing
a lot of
whole
work.
Chest workout every single day. And then, like Tyler was saying, make sure I'm hitting my back, I'm hitting my posterior chain a lot. Doing a lot of rotator cuff work with the TheraBand.
And don't forget about the lower back as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a push-up is a great exercise. It gets everything. It gets your legs. It gets your core. Gets
your
chest.
Great for your abs too. Think about doing planks all day long.
Right. So, the push-up, great exercise. The push-up in context of doing 100 push-ups just to do 100 push-ups.
And as your only workout.
Right.
Thumbs
not the best thing.
Down.
Yes.
Urgh.
I would rather see you do yoga, Pilates, something like that, because that's an integrated workout where you're actually hitting every single muscle group, for the most part, and getting stronger there.
Yeah. What were the other ones? Like, scroll down. What were the other? There was the
before. 100. Before we move on to that, I just want to make a note about form. If you go to the website, which is 100pushups.com, you can go to what is a push-up, and it'll show you how to do push-ups. And there are two form things that are massively wrong in their pictures. And most of it is, look, if you look at the guy's head, it's an animated graphic. His head is up, and it's in this extended position.
He's looking, instead
forward.
Of looking at the ground in the push-up, he's looking at probably a trainer's feet.
Right.
Or, you know,
their
the
shins
kind of an area.
And that's just going to put, especially in the context of doing 100 push-ups, is going to put so much strain on your cervical, your neck spine, that it's not a good idea. And then for when they also give a demonstration of doing push-ups on your knees. Two things. His neck is also out of alignment in that picture, but in a forward position, so his head is way forward as opposed to in line, but the way his feet are.
They're crossed.
They're crossed and up as opposed to side by side and down. Crossed and up puts a lot of stress on the kneecap and the knee joints, So what is preferred is just lay your feet onto the ground as you do your push-ups. Puts a lot less stress onto the
basically
knee
have your
joint.
Feet flat on the ground like you're laying on the ground on your stomach. Then put your just using your knees as a point, pull your body up.
Right.
Or push your body up.
Or go into like a quadruped position and then get into a push-up position from there. Those are two really big important things that I think they really messed up on.
Yeah.
So you wanted to look at the...
Yeah, what were the other workouts?
So we had the 200 sit-ups.
Sit-ups, okay.
Which, again, I don't think is a good idea in any sense of the word. Again, it's a six-week program, and they want you... They actually want you to do crunches, not sit-ups, technically. Crunches are just lifting the shoulder blades off. A sit-up would be bringing your whole body up to your knees. And it's a six-week program. And I just think it's a bad idea to do that much flexion in your spine.
I have a hard time with all these pneumatic things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 100 push-ups, 200 sit-ups, then 200 squats. That's body squats.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that'd be productive either. And so it's kind of that thing where I was trying to figure out right now as we were looking at this if it would be productive to try and, like, your whole workout was to do all of them.
Huh.
You know, where it's like, okay, so I do chest, squats,
you do the push-ups,
abs,
squats, yeah.
And then pull-ups.
Right.
Would that be, and every 3 days I did those 4 or 5 exercises in the sets that would that be a productive workout?
And I just think the volume, like, you're not...
I'm on the same page as you, as the volume is just too astronomical.
Because, as we've talked about on the podcast, and you can pick up any anatomy book, you have 3 energy systems, and once you get out of your second energy system, you're not getting mass anymore, you're just loading up that muscle with lactic acid, and that's not a good environment to grow that muscle. So I really wouldn't recommend doing these, any of these, in all honesty. But that's how I was saying, if the 25 pull-ups one was up, I would say
go for it. That seems like a reasonable number.
25 pull-ups is absolutely reasonable. And I think it's actually technically the pictures that they show are chin-ups, not pull-ups. Because pull-ups are wider grip and palms forward. Chin-ups are this way, or palms towards your body and coming up.
Using more of your bicep.
Right, exactly. Sorry, I just got a good text message.
Oh, good
time. I know, right? Way to go, me. Anyway, our overall, here's what you could do to make these more productive, in my mind. This is what I would change. As opposed to doing 100 push-ups, I would, once you reach 50 push-ups, make them harder. Do feet elevated push-ups. Do plyometric push-ups. When you get to 50 squats, instead of doing, going up in number, add jump squats. Do split squats. Rear foot elevated split squats. When you get up to 50 sit-ups, then you can raise your feet. You can do so much more that's going to challenge your body, and you're going to be a stronger person.
I get
as yeah. opposed to doing, like you're saying, the numeric.
The numeric concept. But let's say you stick with the numeric. I would then maybe do 1/4 of the set is the body squat. Then the 2/4 is jump squats. Then the 3/4, you know, break it up that way.
Right. I mean, because if you integrated all of these, did like 25 push-ups, then you did 25 jump squats, then you did 25 feet elevated crunches, then you did 5 pull-ups, then 25, then you know, plyometric push-ups, then and on, that's a fantastic workout because
yeah.
you're doing circuits. But doing them all straight, to me, is just stupid. When ever in your life are you going to do something just straight? We're talking about integrated movements, right? Hiking, surfing,
yeah.
boxing, rugby, whatever it happens to be, you're not going to just be standing in one place doing squats. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just stupid. Like, everyone's just going to look at you and laugh. But it's a smarter idea to integrate everything
yeah.
and make this a total body workout.
Like, you could market this as your numeric, you could do a numeric full body workout and
right.
think a lot more productively. So,
absolutely.
Thumbs down for the workout. If you want to do it, add it to your workout.
Right.
Don't use it as your workout.
Absolutely. So on Friday, we're talking about spirituality and health and fitness, but that will end off today's podcast. Tyler, why don't you take us out of here?
The Pinta.
Excellent. Well, if you have any questions, email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Until Friday, have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you then. Peace.